Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, Mangino. You've heard the commercials, never paint your house again, Rhino Shield. What is this all about? Well, we're going to talk about it. With us right now, Ted Starmack of Rhino Shield, joining us on the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. Ted, welcome to KDKA Radio. Good to have you.
Well, it's great to be here. Thanks for having me on again. I appreciate coming in and having this opportunity to talk to your listeners about Rhino Shield, mainly because there's a lot of information and it's hard to get it across in those commercials you were talking about.
Right.
You're trying to catch their attention, but there's some real issues to get into here. So what I'd like to do is to start off with basically talking about why we say it's not paint.
Mm-hmm.
And you can call us at any time. You want to set up a free estimate, you can call 888-RHINO-41. That's 888-744-6641. Or visit our website, which is rhinoshieldpa.com. So you can get more information there. But when I talk about why we say it's not paint, it's a product that's engineered to look like paint.
Mm-hmm.
But the real magic, what I say the secret sauce here, are the ceramics. It's a ceramic coating for your house.
Oh, wow.
And that ceramic brings so many features that it's really kind of hard to wrap your head around. So I'm going to go through, list a couple of these things for you.
Mm-hmm.
When Rhino Shield product cures, it's going to be 8 to 10 times thicker than a regular coat of paint.
Wow.
So, but having said that, any detail, if you've got wood grain, if you've got texture on the brick or whatever, mm-hmm. you're going to see all of that come through it. It's not going to wash out. It's not going to look like frosting a cake where you
okay.
lose a lot of the detail, a lot of the contour. It's all going to come through it. When it's done, it looks like an eggshell finish on a latex paint. The difference is it's going to look freshly painted for decades to come. And when I say decades, I'm talking 20, 30, 40 years from now, it's going to look like it was painted last week.
Ted, before you go any further, really, I mean, we're talking about 30, 40 years and never have to worry about the exterior again?
That's right. Our warranty is 25 years.
Okay.
It's not a prorated warranty, so it doesn't diminish over time.
Oh, wow.
And it's transferable to the next homeowner.
That's fantastic.
But the product came out in the mid-70s. It's coming up on 50 years in use on the market, and there's still really no noticeable degradation.
Okay.
So when somebody asks me, how long is it going to last? The honest answer is, they don't know.
Wow.
It keeps lasting and lasting and lasting.
Now, you said it's like a bit of a ceramic hardening. Do you ever have to worry about, you know, the kids playing and hitting a ball up against it or chipping or anything like that?
Well, it's warranted not to chip, crack, flake, peel, blister, any of that.
So oh, no, wow.
You
nice.
Don't have to worry about it. And what the ceramics that are in there are what are actually called microspheres or microbeads. 3M manufactures them,
mm-hmm.
and they come in a variety of sizes, but they're very, very tiny. and they are suspended in what's called an elastomeric resin. So elastomeric means that it is never going to get brittle. So the ceramics, a lot of people get the idea, we're going to put clay on your house, we're going to put a tent over it, and we're going to fire it or something like that. That's not what it's, it's not what we're doing. The ceramics are already fired, they're already in there, and they actually, putting these beads into that resin for the coating, it's kind of like putting gravel in concrete.
All right. That makes sense to me. Let me ask you this. When it comes to the volatile organic compounds, there's a lot of concern that people have about that. To what extent can you assure us that we don't have to worry about that when it comes to RhinoShield?
Oh, man, you're right on top of it. I got to give you credit for that. And that's a huge concern. Volatile organic compounds, VOCs, if anybody doesn't know what that is, the simple explanation that I use, typically, it's things that end in ene. Gasoline, benzene, turpentine. These are things that evaporate at room temperature, and you can, of course, smell all those harmful vapors, and they're not good for you.
Yes.
RhinoShield has a minimal amount of them. You're not going to get that heavy smell off of it. It is actually considered an environmentally safe product. RhinoShield is manufactured in Destin, Florida. The state of Florida recognizes RhinoShield as a green building product.
That's good.
So it is environmentally safe.
Well, let me ask you this. When it comes to the thickness of this product, you said it's upwards of like 8 to 10 times as thick as paint. Does that thickness of product provide any kind of insulating qualities for the home?
Wow, you are on your game. I got to give you that. Yes, the ceramics, and again, I'm going to keep going back to that secret sauce. The ceramics in there provide a reflectivity that give it an insulation quality. Are you ready for this? It's an R factor over 6.
That's nice.
Now, if you compare that to, I don't know, if you go into the big box home centers and you see that rigid foam board they sell in the 4x8 sheets, 1 inch of that is R5. RhinoShield is going to deliver more insulation than that.
That's really good.
And people are asking, how's that work? How is that? Because it's thick, but it's not that thick. The ceramics act as they reflect the solar heat gain, reflect the infrared rays back into the house in the wintertime, away from the house in the summertime. Today is a prime example. Your house is sitting out there, the sun's baking on it, whether it's aluminum exterior, brick, or stone, it's just heating up all day long.
Yes.
It's going to hold that heat all night long.
That's a great point, too. And you're absolutely right. That makes so much sense to every single one of us as we're looking at our homes. I live in a place where it's brick, and it gets so hot during the day, and you just think about how it holds that heat throughout the night. And not only holds it, Ted, but over the course of the evening, as it's been heated up all day long, it's releasing some of that heat back into your home then, right? And then causing your air conditioning to have to run more.
Absolutely. The RhinoShield will reflect the heat away so that the surface, sun beating down on it all day long, that surface should not get more than 98 degrees.
Okay.
You're able to put your hand right on it, put your face right on that aluminum that's been in it without getting burnt.
Oh, that's cool.
It's amazing. It really, when I start talking about this and the ceramics in it, people will say, this stuff sounds too good to be true. And some of the stuff that it does, and it really does, it is amazing.
Do me a favor. Hold on right there. Ted Starmack is with us with RhinoShield. Let me give you some important information here. One, the website, rhinoshieldpa.com, rhinoshieldpa.com. The phone number is 888-RHINO-41. That's 888-744-6641. We'll come back with more with Ted and talk about some of the things like sound deadening qualities and fire ratings and more about this warranty. 25 years. Imagine doing something on the outside of your home and then never needing to go back and address it again, practically. This is great stuff. More with Ted coming up in a moment. I'm Mangino. You're listening to KDK Radio. And once again, I'm Mangino, and we are talking with RhinoShield, and Ted Starmack is our guest. The phone number, if you want to talk to people over at RhinoShield, 888-RHINO-41. That's 888-744-6641. The website is rhinoshieldpa.com. And once again, Ted, I wanted to get your thoughts about the qualities that this product has and how sound deadening comes into play here.
Yeah, the fact is, I can't say enough about the ceramics in it, because that's what really makes it different than anything else out there on the market.
Okay.
So we talked about the ceramics providing insulation with heat. It also insulates against sound, so it reduces sound transmission through the walls by insulating the sound in those ceramic beads. The ceramics on the exterior will also increase your exterior fire rating to a Class A.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what that means, if you've got a wooden exterior home or a vinyl-sided home, applying RhinoShield to the outside of it will give you the same exterior fire rating as if it were brick or stone.
That's good.
It is, in fact.
Yes.
I recommend people contact their homeowners insurance and see there. You may be able to, you know, save some money.
Let me ask you,
by getting it re-rated.
If I could, let me go back to this sound deadening quality that you talked about. Because I live in Moon Township. Right? I mean, we have jets going by all the time, and then you have the military cargo planes that fly overhead that seem as though they're going to come through the living room. Now, granted, I'm not expecting to have complete silence, but are you telling me that this material can help lessen that effect of those sounds?
See, well, I'm not the one telling you that. That would be BASF, the Independent Testing Laboratory.
Oh, wow.
That does the product testing here for RhinoShield. Yes.
Oh, my goodness. That is nice.
It has a sound transmission class rating to reduce noise through the walls.
Remarkable. All right, and you talk about the fire rating, and I want to go back over this 25-year non-prorated warranty and how maybe one of the greatest values to this, too, is that it's transferable. It's something that you can use as a selling point to increase the value of your home.
Absolutely.
Am I describing it correctly?
Yes, that's exactly right. The warranty is 25 years, and it's not prorated. And when I explain what prorated means, I always go back to there was a company famous for its car batteries that 6 or 7 year warranty. You bought the battery, a little bit shy of the warranty, it died, and you went back to that retailer, and they gave you a few bucks toward the next purchase because you would use so much of that warranty.
Right.
That's not what we're doing. We're going to stand behind that product the entire 25 years.
Wow.
And yes, from the transferable point, if you live in your home 15 years and then you sell it, the new owner will take up the remaining 10 years of that warranty.
That is nice. It, never needing to worry about this while you're in the home, and but quite possibly for the new homeowner too. Ted, there doesn't seem to be a reason at this point. We've not gone through everything yet, but just all of this, it just sounds like a win-win-win, then the wins just keep on coming with this product.
Absolutely. You're right. I mean, the last thing that I wanted to talk about, and this, again, it goes back to the ceramics, and it goes back to when we're talking about how it's going to look so fresh for so long.
Yes.
RhinoShield resists mold, mildew, algae, dirt. It's virtually self-cleaning. I'm asked all the time, can I pressure wash RhinoShield once it's applied? You absolutely can. You never will.
You just never feel as though it's worthy of that. Just the rain that comes will rinse off the RhinoShield and make it look as though it's brand new again?
That's exactly right.
Wow.
That's it. And now you're not getting any kind of wear. It's not chipping. It's not cracking. It's not peeling. And that's how I was saying it literally is going to look like it was painted last week for decades to come.
You know, you talk about the mold, algae, and mildew, and people who have natural wood on their house, it looks so great, and the idea is just really cool when you first do it. But if you go with cedar shakes, you are guaranteed to have maintenance costs every couple of years if you're lucky, that you got to go back over and put the oil back on it again over and over again. And if you don't, you're going to get that mold and mildew look, right? But if you put Rhino Shield on it, all of a sudden you still have that look of the cedar, but never worrying about the maintenance issues of it.
Exactly. And that's why I have done, I've got some pictures of some historic restoration type of project. I mean, really old homes.
Mm-hmm.
And when you look at these homes, the wood is in, you know, it's in pretty bad shape. It needs to be scraped. It needs all this work. And initially somebody might look at that and say, well, siding would fix that all up. But you lose all of that charm. You lose all of that original beauty. And what we do is go in and literally restore it to that original look, but all the same protection there as if it had been sided.
Can you do multiple colors?
Yes. All of our prices typically include two colors. We can do more than that. We've done you know, some Victorias with six or seven colors.
Right. But you can easily, the pricing always includes two. Nice.
Hey, you're limited by your imagination, really.
Okay. Is there anything, Ted, is there a surface that you can't apply this to, that you cannot apply this to?
Only something that has lost its structural integrity. In other words, like a rotted wood that is spongy, that's a good solid surface.
Right.
We don't have a problem. So we can do siding, we can do wood, we can do brick, masonry, stucco. One application that's been very popular lately is the old asphalt asbestos shingles.
Yes, yes.
We're an encapsulator. We solved that problem.
Nice. Oh, that's a fantastic point, because people have these shingles and they just have them for the rest of whatever, because the idea of taking them down, who wants to put a tent around the entire house to get rid of these things? But you want to be safe and make sure your children aren't going to be concerned about it. Mm-hmm. The grandkids aren't going to be, you know, have to worry about it for them. Just encapsulate it, and this does it for the next 25 plus years.
Yeah, well beyond that, sure.
Oh, my. Okay, so real quick, 60 seconds. Rhino Shield PA, before we go to our break here, what can people expect at the website?
Well, you're going to get some information as far as different types of jobs. You can see homes with different substrates, whether it's wood, brick, siding, whatever. We do log homes. We do cedar homes. And then if you call the number, big surprise, you're going to talk to a person. You're not going to get a phone tree. You're not going to get a big menu.
Okay.
Call during business hours. Lindsay's going to answer the telephone. Say hello to Lindsay. She'll answer all your questions and take care of you.
Like it. Once again, rhinoshieldpa.com is the website. The phone number is 888-RHINO-41, 888-744-6641. We're talking with Ted Starmack of Rhino Shield. When we come back, we're going to go over the process a bit of application, and then some frequently asked questions and a whole lot more. Once again, Ted Starmack joining us from Rhino Shield right here on KDK Radio. And welcome. I'm Mangino. Thank you very much for joining us this evening. If you have an exterior to your home that you have been thinking about doing something with, maybe you've been thinking about getting new siding, maybe you've been thinking about painting, and before you make any final decisions, I encourage you to do two things. One, continue listening for the next half hour. Two, go to rhinoshieldpa.com, rhinoshieldpa.com, and learn more about Rhino Shield there. And call this number, 888-RHINO-41. Joining us right now on the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline is Ted Starmack. He is with Rhino Shield, and we just spent the first half hour talking about why they say it's not about paint, because of how thick it is, because of the qualities about this that improve the insulation value, that improve the fire rating, that improve the sound deadening qualities of the exterior of your home. And you just don't need to worry about the exterior for at least the next 25 years with a non-prorated warranty. And Ted, I'd like to be able to talk a bit about the process at this point. Where would you like to start on how you go about applying Rhino Shield to a home?
Well, actually, for one second before we get into that,
yes,
I did want to announce we're extending our 15% off sale. That had been a spring sale, but with gas prices, things like that, the way they are, we want to maintain this savings for people, make it easier for them to get in on this. So your listeners are getting that same 15% off if they call in now.
Oh, thank you so much for that. 15% off right now, 888-744-6641, 888-RHINO-41. All right, Ted, let's talk about the process now.
Now, I probably spend more time talking about this than maybe I should, but I get excited about it because when we go back and we talk about the 25-year warranty, if you're going to stand behind a project for that long, you've got to do it right the first in the first place.
That's right. That
so
makes
our
sense.
Process is very important. I will tick through these things, and the point that I like to make here is it's step seven before we start applying any product to the house. So the first thing we're going to do is come out and do a thorough inspection. And what we're really doing is looking for problems, looking for issues, looking for things that need to be addressed before we move forward. And the next step is to pressure wash. So we're going to clean it. It's what's called a soft wash. I'm not trying to strip anything. We just want to clean it up. And then the third step, we're going to patch and repair those areas that I said we were looking for earlier. We wanted to find, if there are holes, if there are cracks. A lot of time the caulking around windows and doors, you've seen it before, how it cracks over time.
Right.
If we need to refill that, we have got an elastomeric resin that's got a 65-year warranty to remain pliable. It's made by the local PPG company.
Okay.
And it, like I said, it's the best stuff out there. It's going to hold up. It's not going to crack. It's not going to dry out. It's going to bridge that gap, and it's warranted for 65 years. So once we get that done, we're going to scrape any loose paint, anything that is delaminated. We're going to take off the, clean it up, get it ready. And you've scraped old paint before. You know how brittle it gets. You know what I'm talking about.
Right.
How that flakes go everywhere. We'll get into when we put on the Rhino Shield, it's that what's called elastomeric. It doesn't ever get brittle. It's constantly flexible. So we've got everything scraped. We've got the resin in the cracks and spaces. We're going to mask off windows, doors, electrical fixtures, house numbers, whatever's not going to get coated. Mm-hmm. Put down our drop cloths, tie back around the shrubbery, that sort of thing. Mask everything off, and then we apply. First step is our primer. What's important about the primer that I like to talk about is that it's what's called an etching primer. It has a 2% muriatic acid solution. It's not a strong acid. It's not a lot of it, but it's enough that it will literally burn through, etch through 10 coats of oil-based, lead-based paint to bond to the surface below.
Oh, wow.
So we're not painting on top of the surface. So it's important to say you have metal siding, and it's gotten to that powdery, all of the actual finish is gone, and it's almost powdery. You touch it, your fingers get white.
Right.
We're not trying to apply to that material. We're going right through that directly to the metal.
Okay. I'm with you.
Why that's important, again, I go back to that 25-year warranty. People will say, that sounds great, but it's only as good as the paint you put it on top of.
Mm-hmm.
When that flakes up, we are reattaching that paint as well. We're literally etching through, burning through the old paint.
Okay.
So we've got the primer on there. The next step is the finish coat. This is the one with the ceramics, the resins, the color. What's surprising to people when we open the bucket to apply this stuff, it's the consistency of a milkshake.
Wow. That's not thick.
Yeah, it's that thick. It's sprayed on for the most part. We will brush and roll in some areas. But the sprayer we use is a very heavy 3,200 PSI airless sprayer, and we're not going to get a cloud of overspray around us. It's so thick, it goes basically right where it's sprayed, right where it's applied.
All right.
The crews aren't wearing respirators or anything like that because, like I said, it's not necessary.
Okay. Well, that's a good sign of how safe it is for the environment, right. How safe it is for the pets, the kids.
Mm-hmm.
If the people who are applying this every single day don't need to have all of that then you know it's really good for you and your loved ones too.
That's right. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right. So once you get on the finish coat, and then my understanding is that there are still a few more steps.
We're going to make sure it's done right. We're going to go around, look carefully, touch up, you know, do a detailed touch up, make sure everything is in good shape. Here's an important one. We're going to clean up.
That immediately sets you apart, Ted. Ted, that immediately sets you apart from many other contractors.
And then walk around with the homeowner, do that final inspection, make sure they're happy with everything before we leave.
Nice. That's nice. And then there are a lot of questions that people have about this process, about the colors and surfaces and all of that. I need to pause here for a moment, and
sure.
I want to go over a number of those frequently asked questions to be able to help people as much as we can before they make it a point of going to the website rhinoshieldpa.com and call this phone number, 888-RHINO-41, 888-744-6641. You heard Ted mention that they are extending a special that they have going on through the spring into the summer now. And for those of you who are listening to KDKA right now, you get this deal, 15% off. They're going to continue that sale offer for all of you who are listening right now. 888-744-6641, 888-RHINO-41. More with Ted in a moment on KDK Radio. I'm Angino. With me on the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline is Ted Starmack of Rhino Shield. Here's the phone number for you, 888-RHINO-41, 888-744-6641. The website is rhinoshieldpa.com. And Ted, you mentioned at the beginning of the last segment that you are extending the sale 15% off for people who are listening right now. Is that 15% off being extended beyond tonight?
Yes.
Okay, good.
Yes. It is. It's going on through the end of the month.
Okay, very, very good. All right, 15% off, but please make the phone call, find out more, get your questions answered. Rhino Shield, 888-744-6641, rhinoshieldpa.com. Once again, the website. Ted, if we could, let's go over a couple of issues that people oftentimes ask about. One would be like the exteriors that Rhino Shield can be applied to. Mm-hmm. Can you go over that again, please?
Yeah, actually, the list of things that we can't do is a much shorter list. If the exterior of your home is sound, structurally has its integrity, we can coat it. Now, I would say, well, if you could paint it, then you could put Rhino Shield on it. But we also do things like cedar homes and log homes that really can't hold paint. But we will coat a log home and warranty it for 25 years.
Oh, wow. Now, since you can do a log home, does that mean when it comes to color options, clear is an option?
Clear is not. Because of the ceramics, it is opaque.
Okay.
So, but when we do log homes, what we end up with is sort of a family of colors that mimic the wood colors. Like some folks will go for a newer look, and it's mm-hmm. sort of a yellow tan.
Right.
Others will go for a kind of a reddish-brown pecan color.
Okay.
Or the older, dark Lincoln Logs type of look.
Nice. All right,
all
I get that.
Detail, all the wood grain comes through. You just don't get the variation in color.
All right. No, but if you're still able to have it look as though it is a log home and not like somebody painted it purple or something.
Right. And you don't have that maintenance that
nice.
Comes with owning a log home. If you know anybody who has a log home, you know what I'm talking about.
Okay. And everybody who does have one, they know what you're talking about right now. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay. So when it comes to colors, how varied are the colors?
We have up to 1,500 colors available.
Wow.
Yes.
That's too many choices for me, Ted.
We have 8.
Okay, that's good.
No, we literally can do 1,500 colors.
Oh, wow.
So we're going to have something that's going to fit your design palette.
Oh, without a doubt. And my goodness, if you can't find a color with 1,500 available to you, you have more choice, more issues than just colors at this point. Now, let me ask you about this. Waterproof vapor barrier, what can you tell us about that?
Wow, that's another great question. And that's an important one, particularly if you're talking about a wood home or masonry, whether it's brick or stone or stucco or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason I say that, you'll hear people say, don't paint brick. And the problem that occurs there is if you use something that is what they call a vapor barrier that will not let moisture come through it, you trap moisture behind that coating.
Okay.
Most of the time, the house radiates heat. It's not a problem. At about 10 or 12 degrees Fahrenheit, the cold starts to win. So if you have saturated brick and they freeze, that ice is going to expand in the brick itself and pop the faces of the brick off. That's called spalling, and I'm sure you've seen it before.
Oh, yes, definitely.
All right, and that's what happens if you're not using a vapor barrier. Rhino Shield is waterproof. It will stand up to over 120-mile-an-hour wind-driven rain, but it will allow moisture to evaporate through it. And that's critical. It allows the moisture to escape. If you've got wood and you hold the wood, the wood holds the moisture in there, it's going to lead to rot.
Mm-hmm.
I said if it's masonry, it's going to lead to freezing and spalling. Rhino Shield won't do that. So you're going to waterproof, yes. Vapor barrier, no. It's letting that moisture go through. And I like to try to equate that to, you remember, I don't know if you remember the old yellow rain slickers. I worked construction in the 70s and 80s. We would put these yellow jackets on and to work in the rain. They kept the rain off of you, but they didn't keep you dry.
Right.
Today there's Gore-Tex.
Right.
You keep
okay.
dry, but it breathes. That's the difference that we're talking about here.
What an amazing technology to be able to put it into a product apply to one's home. Remarkable. To what extent will the house look different with Rhino Shield?
It's going to look like a eggshell finished latex paint on there.
Mm-hmm.
It's not going to look different. It's not going to glow. It's not going to look special. It's a thick, luxurious paint. It looks great. The real difference isn't, if you have two homes side by side, Rhino Shield on one, a quality painting contractor on the other, they do them same color, same day, drive away, they're going to look the same. The difference is going to be down the road.
Right.
5 years from now, the Rhino Shield is going to look great. The other house is going to look like it's ready to be repainted.
There you go. Don't forget about that.
10 years, 20 years, 30 years.
Right.
Rhino Shield still looks like it was done last week.
A lot of people are wanting to know right now, Ted, okay, so what does it cost? How much is it?
Well, and that's a tough one to answer directly because there are a lot of factors involved in it. What I can tell you is that Rhino Shield typically runs about 2.5 to 3 times as much as a painting contractor, a traditional painting contractor runs.
Mm-hmm.
Rhino Shield is going to last you literally as much as 20 times longer than a coat of paint. So you have to be expecting that you're going to invest more money to get that kind of a benefit from it.
Right. And it does. It makes complete sense that there would be a greater front-end investment, but the longevity and the payoff over time, it's going to be a lot less expensive as the years roll by. That makes complete sense to me. Ted Starbuck joining us. He's with Rhino Shield, and here's the phone number, 888-RHINO-41, 888-744-6641. There is a 15% off sale that you can take advantage of. I do encourage you to call this number tonight, 888-744-6641. More details, more to see at rhinoshieldpa.com. Ted, thank you so much for joining us for the hour and all this wonderful information about how to make sure the home looks beautiful for the next 25 or more years.
Well, thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Ted, thank you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.